南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无普贤菩萨，南无普贤菩萨，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛。 OK, we are pay homage to Triple Gem, huh? Pedang puji mi. Damang puji mi. Sanghang puji mi. Okay, you all can stand up then. Some of you come forward and we will make the offering of puja to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Okay, we will start our official puja now. Turn to page 4. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Nam mô tát sư bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Nam mô tát sư bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, now we will chant the offering, huh? Offering of light, huh? Padipa puja. Kanda sarapaditena ditpena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang. Kanda sambara yuttena dupena hang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda guno petang etang kusuma santatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe. Pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punena mittana ca hotu mokhang pupang milayati yatta itang me kayo tathayati vinasabhavam adivase tuno bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigang hotu muttamang. Okay, we shall now turn to the last page, yeah? To invoke, yeah? The aspiration, yeah? So that we can make full use of this offering with understanding, yeah? Okay, you turn to page 18, yeah? This is a simple guide in doing personal puja and aspiration. So this concise puja and aspiration can be used during puja to be done at home or anyway place when you are alone. Okay. The significance of offering of light, we chant together. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and to help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significant of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us all to a pure, clear Dhamma that cools and dulls off the fire of all defilements within our mind. Significant of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide. Just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, which is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significant of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Overall aspiration. By the power of all this wholesomeness and merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas, or powers. Then sharing and transfer merits. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Pusen, Pusa, and all the worthy ones. Okay, now we can have our first session of meditation. We will off the light. Then you all can start your meditation. I think everybody has been here before. Nobody is new. So you just relax your body and mind. Then you can straight away meditate. You need to do the mind sweeping method to decondition your heedless thinking. You can do so. And you need to train your mind to stabilize the mindfulness of sati using whatever skillful means you can do so too. Then after you have trained, your mind should be silent, aware, within. Then you can just relax body and mind and stay at the heart. Or stay at your object of meditation, which is the breathing, subtle breathing and all those things. Then after that, I will ring the bell in about maybe see how much time. Oh, good. We got 40 minutes to meditate. So I will ring the bell after maybe 35 minutes. Okay. You need to radiate metta to bring about well-being to your own body and mind. Then after that, radiate to all beings. You can also do so. Metta is very useful. You should diligently train your mind to radiate more and more of this. Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Okay. Now, before we go into the Dhamma discussion and sharing, we will chant the, what they call salutation to the Triple Gem and the invocation of Devas. Turn to page 6. I will chant the invocation, then only you all follow by the Namo Tassa. Samantha Chakavalesu Atrakanchan Tudevata Satamang Munin Rajasa Sunantu Saka Mongkadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Parita Savanan Kalo Ayang Bandata Dhamma Savanan Kalo Parita Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Parita Savanan Kalo Ayang Bandata. Okay, we will now chant the salutation to the Buddha, followed by the salutation to the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Itti piso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho vija charana sampanno sugato loka vidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati. Swakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanayiko pacatang veditato vinohiti. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Samicchipatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Yadidam chatari purisayokkani Atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato savakasangho ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkineyo anjali karaneyo anuttaraṃ puññaṃ ketaṃ lokasate sadhu Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I just read to you all the English translation. When we chant the invocation to the Devas, Samanta Chakavalesu, in the universe, in their entirety, Atrakanchanta Devata, let the Devas come here. Satamang Munin Rajasa, let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sage, which gives heavens and release Nibbana. Sunantu Saga Mongkala. Then This is the time to listen to the doctrine or the protective chant. Dhamma savanan kalo, paritta savanan kalo, ayam bandhata. So this is the meaning. Then the three refuge, I think you all already know it. So we will skip that. Then you go back and familiar yourself with this puja. The three puja, salutation to the three puja, Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha is very important. You have to understand the significance of the nine great virtues of the Buddha. Then the major characteristics of the Dhamma. Then the character and characteristics of all the Aryan Sangha. So after understanding their significance and their importance, you can develop very strong spiritual faculty, sadha, then virya, sati, samadhi, and panya. Then when you cultivate, you will cultivate with understanding, because you will not deviate from all this. Then the Dhamma that you try to develop or understand must comply to the characteristic as the Buddha has defined, which you have chanted. Then the Aryan Sangha, you must understand that they are worthy of offering respect, hospitality, and all the four, what they call, they are worthy of four things. So these are the important things, because when you actually can make offering of these four things to the Aryan Sangha or the enlightened disciples of the Buddhas, including all the Buddhas and great beings, Bodhisattvas, their field of merits are immeasurable. So the first thing that we can do is, without having to come out with anything, is just our faith. Then we pay respect mindfully. That reverential salutation with the faith and sincerity is very powerful. Then they are worthy of offering. That's why we make offering. Offering of flowers. Then offering of many things. Like incense, clear water, fruits and flowers. Then they are also worthy of give. A lot of people don't understand the difference. You see, when they talk about worthy of offering and worthy of give, there is a major difference between the two. When you offer, it's like flower, fruits, like incense, all those things. They have been offered to them. But give means like medicine for them to use, food, dana, for them to consume. So you offer and you give. Then sometimes the requisite that you offer, then you give it to them. So they are worthy of offering, worthy of give. Then hospitality, you can provide them with shelter, care for them. Then you attend to whatever. Sometimes when they are sick and all those things. So you care for them. So all these are very wholesome. Then they are enlightened beings. They go through the various stages of sainthood. Sotapan, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahanta. Means first stage of sainthood, second stage, third and fourth. Each and every of these stages, they got the path and friction. That's why 4 times 2 is 8, or the 4 pairs of enlightened beings. They are worthy of offering, give, respect, and hospitality. So all this, as you familiarize, as you chant, your faith becomes very strong, and you know what to do. That's why you see all the Buddhist practice, they go pindapat, they make offering to all those monks, they pay respect to them, reverential salutation, because they are worthy of all this. Then they offer and they give. Then they provide various type of hospitality and attention to them. So these are all the understanding that you can slowly develop. Early on, we focus on the basic cultivation. You pay respect, you chant salutation, then you take refuge. These are very important. Then you renew your precepts. But now the Dhamma has actually flourished and moved. Now is the stage where you have to go deeper into the teaching. You have to understand the Triple Gem. So these are actually for the monks at that time. So now you have actually progressed. And you should actually develop the understanding just like what the monk did. Then later on, as we go Cameron, our chanting book is based on what Patnana chant. Actually, they are for the monks. So we can reflect, contemplate, and share all those things. So these are the slow stages that you slowly move into. So even as a lay people, a normal lay person, those who are not enlightened, they call Puttujanas. Those that are enlightened, they call Aryas. Even as lay people, Puttujana, you can develop the cultivation as well as the Sangha. For those who understand and for those who are diligent, you can sometimes be better than the Sangha. A lot of people don't understand. They always say, I used to hear this also. They say, relative, they say, the monk full time, they also find it so difficult to become enlightened. We all lay people. We got so much duty. We got to work, we got career, we got so much problem. We ain't got time, is it? We don't stand a chance. I say, it doesn't mean that. If you look at the teaching, the Buddha said, well, you are, all of us are, born of our karma, head to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and you are what you are because of your karma. Correct? So take care of karma, that's not all. So when you come, even when you are a lay person, your karma will take care of you, understand? Then if you have perfected your cultivation before, you can connect. Even the Buddha's time, there are certain lay people who are very, very good. Even the monk also respect them. There was one lay person, Citta. He is very, very wise. The Buddha always praise him. Citta. So there are many. Then sometimes these great beings, the Bodhisattva, they came. They are like ordinary being, ordinary lay person. Sometimes as old people, old lady, and old people. That's why I don't look at the form. Do not judge by the external appearances. You must feel them with your cultivation, with your mindfulness, with your heedfulness, with your understanding. Their virtue, their wisdom, their understanding, they shine forth just like the incense. So when this is understood, cultivation becomes easier, much, much easier. Okay, now we will go on to the meditation reporting. So we open up to the law. Anybody wants to report their meditation or ask any question related to the Dhamma, the meditation, and also how to apply what you have learned to help you understand life. Anybody? Every time come to question, you don't want to make use of the time. Jinhao, you want to ask anything or not? Or report your meditation. The mic is with Polian. The mic is next to you. Just report your meditation. No need to worry.
The mind still wander a lot, okay. But I focus on relaxing, and it helps as well. And before I go on to meditations, just want to share something on the asking for forgiveness.
Okay, very good.
And I found that things that I've go through, like certain emotions that I have for the since I was young till now, like things that I've unpleasant things that I've go through, you see.
Mm.
So I relate myself to that, that those experience or emotions, that unpleasant things that I gather,
yes.
I must have done some things in the past to somebody that have the similar feeling that I have, you see.
Mm, yes.
So that why I have this feeling now.
Very good.
And with that, I ask for forgiveness.
Very good.
Because
very
good. That will be much easier for me to relate myself.
Yeah. Yes. That's how you become more sensitive, understand not? That's what mindfulness is all about. To be mindful of what is going on within your form and mind. So since you have the first right view that the Buddha taught, you off your thinking. The first right view is about what? Law, karma. So the Buddha said, we are all born our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. This is a very powerful right view. If you understand this, what must you do? Means you will understand why the Buddha said, whatever that happened to you, you cannot blame anybody else. There are causes and conditions from the past, which is mainly karma, that is responsible for what happened. So your misery, your suffering, or whatever condition you are in, there are this karmic thing from the past. Where you are born of it, you inherit it. So just like your case, you come to experience them. Then this right view will lead to the understanding that the reason why you have to go through this suffering or unhappy state, mind states, is because in the past you must have caused people some similar type of emotion or unsatisfactoriness. Or misery. So when you feel that, you must invoke this, what they call, very deep breath, what they call, there is a word for it. It's not really remorse alone. Like, you arise a very sincere intention to ask for forgiveness. Yeah, you know this is something you shouldn't have done. But out of ignorance, delusion during the past, before we have the Dhamma, we don't understand. That's why the Mahayana call it repentant. And repentance is a very powerful virtue. If you can repent, means what? You admit your fault. Understand? That is the first stage of cultivation. Able to recognize one's fault, one's defilements, one's negativity is the beginning of cultivation. Then only can you move. Then all this can become karmic obstruction. If you are not careful, you cannot break. And if you cannot break, I tell you, very difficult for you to progress. You look at Song. He is so sincere, no? He got so much faith, no? And he's so hardworking, so full of diligence. He actually meet all the criteria, you know, and yet he cannot move for so many years, you know. Why? Because of minor karmic obstruction. You lead people astray in the past without knowing it, thinking that it was right. And because of that, luckily, when he came and met up with me, then I explained. Then he checked his cultivation. Then he realized for 14 years, he has been doing all those meditation. If it is the correct meditation, he would have transformed. But he realized he still got the fear. He still got the defilement. He still got the, what they call, latent tendency. And he still got a lot of, what they call, hindrance that he cannot overcome. Then he saw life is not what a person who has understood the Dhamma can leave. Then because of that, like I told him, if you are on the right path, your life will become better and better, and you will see the result coming. But if you cultivate and cultivate and cultivate, and you don't see the result coming, and instead you continue to have a lot of negativity and problem and suffering, then you must tell yourself something is not right. So that's why he has an open mind. He realized what he cultivated, they teach him, was the opposite of what I tell him, completely opposite. Then he determined to investigate. Then he immediately to give himself a chance, open mind. Then he determined to repent, ask for forgiveness, then do the bowing, do the puja. Last time they told him, you cannot do this because these are right in ritual. But he realized without this, the spiritual faculty is very weak. Because that time they didn't tell him. The reason why he is not peaceful and he cannot meditate is because the hindrance are there. And to overcome the hindrance, you don't fight. You don't suppress and control the hindrance. You don't go and fight the hindrance. You only have to develop the opposite five spiritual faculty. And this is all in the teaching. And he did know. That's why now he have faith in the puja. Then he reverse and he do the bowing and he do the puja. Then he do the routine. He ask for forgiveness. Then suddenly when he went to Rayong Ajahnanda, that chanting came, he connect. When the karmic obstruction is gone, when you are in a retreat condition for a few days, then you can connect. And the moment he connect, his past come back to him very fast because he has cultivated before. But the only thing he lack is he has the mindfulness, the sati, the chanting until the body and mind as one, the chanting and the mind awareness as one. But he don't know how to use that sati, that mindfulness, to develop wisdom until he read my notes that explain very clearly. That's why that period when he was there at night, 1 hour at least, he was spent reading through the notes. Then the understanding came, because once he connect the coming obstruction God, the whole thing becomes so clear to him, and there was so much joy. Then that thing cannot disappear already. Off and on, keep on coming, keep on coming. And he understand what the silent mind is. He understand what sati is. He understand what the two mind is. Then he understand what is direct seeing, you know, where he saw them. Then he start to understand all the essential dhamma and teaching. That's why he got so much joy. And then after he came back, since that day until now, he keep on experiencing a lot of good transformation. And he start to understand all the notes and all the sutta. Last time he read the Mahayana Sutta, he cannot understand one. The Heart Sutta, the Sutta, he cannot understand one. Even my book, Dependent Origin, he cannot understand. He read 6 times, is it? But immediately after he connect, he can understand. So this is what Dhamma is all about. Yeah. Repentance is very important. The ability to see your own fault, see your own defilement, is the beginning of cultivation. Then after that, you determine not to repeat this negativity again. That's why you repent and you vow not to repeat. Then you wish all this being, well-being and happiness. Then you make this aspiration and you ask for forgiveness. Whomsoever following the chanting book, from the distant past until now, whether your nature, this nature of yours, knowingly or unknowingly, cause any karmic negativity, suffering, misery or misled, you sincerely ask for forgiveness. Then you say, may my this sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all. Then you thank them for their acceptance. Then after that, you vow not to repeat all this. Then you wish them well-being and happiness in whatever rhyme or existence they may be. May they always be well and happy, well and happy. May the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha, the Triple Gem, to be with them, so that they too can walk this path of Dhamma to liberate their mind, so that they can also forgive and forget and allow all this karmic repercussion to dissolve soon as possible. So when you do this, you break the karmic obstruction, then you move. Then your spiritual faculty is strengthened. Very important. don't worry about your mind still restless and all those things. More important is, like I said, you build up your spiritual faculty, you have the faith. Now you start to have faith already. Then you only need to develop this virya. The faith will drive you to cultivate. Then after that, you just do your bowing. Bowing is very important. Then every day, morning, when you wake up, pay respect and do your routine. Chanting everything, then meditate for at least 10 to 15 minutes. If you can, 20 minutes is the best. Then before you sleep, you do it one more time. And in between, when you free, like your lunch break or what, you have a room is the best. I was so lucky because ever since I started working, I was always given a room to myself. So I never had a situation where I don't have a room. So I can lock my room door during lunchtime. Then I will meditate. And exactly 5 minutes before the time, I will open up. Then in the office also, you can develop daily mindfulness. And in the midst of activity, when you're at home alone, develop daily mindfulness too. Don't try to know, just maintain awareness, sati. Body and mind is one. Sing zai nali, sen zai nali. Sen zai nali, sing zai nali. You just body and mind as one, continue, move. Then silence your mind more and more. Relax, just relax, and allow the mind to settle down. When you can just relax and allow the mind to settle down, this mind, after a while, it will develop a new conditioning. If you still got problem, then you do the mind sweeping method. Do more. Feel, relax, feel, relax, feel, relax. After a while, it will settle down. Then after that, you retain metta. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well. When you feel the well-being and happiness, there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of peace, there's a lot of calm. Then mindfulness build up. Then the pity will come. Spiritual joy. Spiritual rapture. Then as you meditate, as you relax further and allow it to be, this pity will settle down to become sukha, bliss. Then after that it becomes pasati. Then your mind transforms. Pasati is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. The mind settle down until no thought, by itself. You have no need to think. Think also like that, don't think also like that. You are meditating, means what? You just want to relax and silent your mind. Why can't I become peaceful and silent? Why must I arise any thought? Living being cannot do that, you know why or not? Because the hindrance are there. The hindrance of restlessness, understand or not? Then sensual desire and ill will, these two, together with the doubt, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the restlessness, the problem, because they don't keep precepts. So when you have hindrance, your mind is not peaceful. You cannot develop the meditative state because it hinders your mind from entering the meditative state or inner peace and inner calm. So you have to develop the opposite fire to counter all this hindrance. So the opposite fire is just faith. That's why I keep on reflecting on the nine great virtues of the Buddha. How special the Buddha is. He's not only enlightened, he's fully enlightened. Perfect in wisdom and virtue. Such a great being. If you have a chance to be there, your teacher, your guide, you must have a lot of gratitude and respect and thank your good karma, your good nature, for having the condition to be born as a human being, to encounter this Buddha Dharma and to understand its significance, that you are determined to cultivate. It will bring about enlightenment, liberation from birth and death, no more suffering. Such a life, where can you find? Only within the Triple Gem. That's why you will go all out to cultivate. There is nothing more important than this, because this is the secret of life. Without this understanding, you cannot live. You always suffer. Every life you come, you become afflicted, miserable, suffer. So if you don't want to continue with this type of life, you determine to cultivate and you go. So this brings about very good condition for Dhamma to be shared. That's why, because it's recorded, many people can benefit. That's why you all should rejoice. Can we say sadhu three times? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I got some notes here. Maybe we will do this. Eh? You just pass it. Eh? Who brought this? Pamasri. Oh, sadhu. This is a very good note. Eh? Dhammapada verse 153, 154. Eh? Just pass it around. Never. Let them pass to the back. One copy each only. Each person take one. The rest pass to the back. Eh? Yeah, pass to the back. Hmm. This is based on Dhammapada verse 153. Eh? They wrote to me, then I edited it. Eh? It's a very good notes. Hmm. This one, I think, was prepared by Alan. Eh? Then Padmasuri in video helped to do up the thing. Eh? Dhammapada verse 153 and 154. Eh? Now I will read. Eh? Everybody has a copy? No, yeah? Pass it on. I still got quite a copy here. Eh? Yeah. Hmm. Pass to Stephanie. Yeah. Okay, now we will go into this. Dhammapada verse 153 and 154. Eh? The Buddha, immediately after his enlightenment, he spoke this Dhammapada verse. He said, "Seeking but not finding the house builder, I travel through the realms of countless births." So here, the detailed explanation is, the Bodhisattva then, at that time when he was not yet the Sammasambuddha, had cultivated through countless lifetime in search for the house builder. You know what type of house is he talking about? Yeah? What house is he talking about? Yeah? What house? Yeah, form and mind is correct, but which is the house? Yeah? Ah, the form is the house. So house what? House your consciousness. So your consciousness is inside. That's why Christian also have this. Eh? You know what Christianity always say or not? Eh? House of Lord is correct. There is also the other say. Eh? Your body is the temple. Eh? Because your spirit is inside you. Understand? Understand? They refer to their body as the temple or their church. So this is what the Buddha meant by every time you take birth, this physical form or this form that house the consciousness, there is a builder, is a house builder. Yeah. So he was searching for this house builder. You know. So if you foolishly think that there is a construction worker who built your house, then you won't find it. Yeah, this house builder don't need a contractor. Don't even need a civil engineer to design. The moment you have delusion, avijja, the house builder will be there. So the Buddha said, "Oh, painful is birth ever and again. Means repeated birth leads to endless suffering or dukkha." So when you continue to come, with birth come what? Yeah? The first noble truth reality. Wherever there is birth, there is what? Huh? Ah, good, Yun Chan. Old age, sickness and death. Anasana. You cannot run. These are the first noble truth reality. Wherever there is birth, you have to confront old age, sickness and death as long as you live long enough. Then you have to confront what? The other four realities is what? Huh? Separation from loved ones and your possession. Then when you are with people whom you don't like, understand not? Where you cannot get along, very difficult people, like in the school, the bullies, the child abuse. Then also you have this gangster or people who are very violent, who abuse you, take advantage of you. Then when you are under a type of boss that is very funny one, who control you and really squeeze every juice out of you, put fear in you. They call management by harassment and fear. They harass you and put fear into you. They threaten you with the job. Understand? Not? You don't deliver, you don't do, don't see me. He will sack you. So he put fear in you. Then he harass you. Deadline. Put a lot of pressure in you. Force you to like work very hard. And sometimes at the expense of your health. So when you're with people whom you don't like, you don't have the Dhamma, you will suffer. Then when you cannot get what you want, when your expectations are not met, when things don't go your way, again, you suffer. So with birth, all this come about. Then the worst is deludedly thinking that this is you, the five aggregate of form and mind, you grasp and cling to your feeling, to everything that you come to perceive, to all of the views and opinion that you hold on to all of the consciousness that you come to experience in life, you will become miserable. So that's how you feel so miserable when there is disease and sickness, when there is injury, because that painful feeling, and this is physical pain. Then you have mental pain, caused by mental suffering through attachment, through clinging, through craving, through grasping, through your ignorance, sakkadiddhi, self-delusion. Then you cling on to all the things that you perceive in life, like your loved one, your possession, all those things that you think you own, you can have. Then all the conscious thing that you come to experience in life, then all of your views and opinion that you hold on dearly. Once they are shaken, or your belief system affected, you have a lot of fear, you have a lot of doubt. You become afflicted, you become miserable. So repeated birth leads to endless suffering. So this one the Buddha very clear. So because of that, the Bodhisattva to be that time, he determined to find who this house builder is. So seeking but not finding the house builder, the Bodhisattva say he traveled through the rounds of countless birth. Oh, painful is birth ever and again, house builder. You have been seen. See, he has penetrated and realized who that house builder is. So he penetrated through what? The direct seeing. He saw clearly that everything is just condition arising, causal phenomena. He know you, he know me, understand? The five aggregate of form and mind is not him, he realized, understand? Then that wisdom liberate. He does not attach, cling and hold anymore. That's why his mind liberate and free. That's why he said, you shall not build the house again. Craving will not condition future rebirth, since it has been completely rooted out or abandoned. No more delusion. When you don't attach, you don't have any more craving to be or not to be. Craving for the senses, sensual desire and all say no more. So the three types of craving, kama tanha, bhava tanha and vibhava tanha, no more. Kama tanha is sensual craving, craving for all the sense experience of good life. Then bhava tanha is craving to be or for existence. Then vibhava tanha is craving for non-existent or not to be. So all these three types of craving has been rooted out. Then the analogy of the house is because the house, when you build the house, there is a roof. The roof has rafter span across the ridge pole to the base. Then there is this center ridge pole that hold all the rafter. So the Buddha used this like a poem. He said, "Thy rafter has been broken down. Your rich bowl has been shattered or demolished too. Hence, the Bodhisattva's mind has now attained the unconditioned Nirvana and reached the end of every kind of craving. So, Nirvana realized ending of all craving and ignorance. Then here, he put the analogy. Laughter is like all the mental defilement of Kilesa. Then he broke it down to perfection of virtue and purification of mind to arise the appropriate right thought, right action, and right speech. Then ignorance is like the main, what they call cause. Without avijja, there is no suffering. So because of ignorance, avijja, everything starts. So the rich bowl is like the core cause of suffering, avijja or ignorance. Because it's the first of the 12 link dependent origination. Demolish means with perfect wisdom, completely rooting out in ignorance. Then the essential dhammas and notes that will help you clear all this, they are all written down there. So initially, you should start with the Four Noble Truths. Then within the Four Noble Truths, the first Noble Truth final summary is what? It summarizes to you all of suffering. Remember? What is the cause of suffering? In short, the Buddha said, it is due to your attachment or grasping to all the five aggregates of form and mind, upadana khandhas, that he called dukkha or suffering, born of delusion, self-delusion, sakkayaditti, and the main delusion is ignorance. Ignorance of the truth. So, the second essential dhamma of the Four Noble Truths is the five aggregate of form and mind, grasping aggregate. You have to understand. In order to investigate into the first Noble Truth final summary, you have to inquire, why did the Buddha say that? Then how can I understand? In order to understand, you must know what that five aggregate of form and mind is. That's how we probe understanding. Then I share with you the two aspects of the five aggregate of form and mind. This one is a shortcut for you. Once you understand, then you put to test. If I attach and hold on to the first aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind, which is the human being, do I suffer? And then you check. If I attach to this physical body thinking that it's me, you definitely suffer. Because you will have this delusion, self-delusion, where you think this one belongs to you. You will worry about this body getting what? Getting old, getting sick and die. Understand? That's why in your five daily contemplation, you have to contemplate that this body of yours is not real. They are made of element on it, not you. Understand? So it goes the way of nature. That's why it has not gone beyond old age, sickness and death. So when you understand that they are not you, and they go the way of nature, they have to be like that. So you will not attach and cling deludedly. You will not fight this reality, this truth. You accept, be at peace with them, then lay it down. Then no more craving. Understand? So the mind also, you attach to all the feeling. That's why you got pleasant, unpleasant feeling, good and bad feeling. So all this lead to suffering, understand? Because feeling is impermanent, they come and go, they change. So you have craving and attachment, you hold on to one side, when it changes, you will be afflicted. Even to the perception that you hold on to the phenomenal world. Everything that you come to perceive, you give meaning and hold, means you grasp, you cling. Suffering will follow you. Because separation will happen. You like it or not, that is the reality. Either they separate from you first, or when your breath stops, you separate from them. And you cannot own anything in this world. Everything is just empty. No reality. That's why the five aggregate of form and mind are empty in the heart sutta. Kuan Yin Bodhisattva realized when he illuminated them while cultivating the Prajna Paramita Sutta, the perfection of wisdom. He saw that they were all empty because of their characteristics of impermanent condition arising, cause of phenomena, and they go the way of nature. If you want things your way, suffering will follow. That's why the characteristics follow. Impermanent will lead to suffering when you don't have the wisdom to accept that reality. Then because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent unchanging entity, it will continue to transform. So that's why it is not a permanent unchanging entity that you can call this is me, this is I, therefore this can be mine. And because they are impermanent, split second is gone, split second is gone. How real can it be? That's why it's empty and it's never real. You cannot hold on to anything. As real as it can be, it's only within the moment. Split second is gone, split second is gone. So how real can life be? When you come to realize the truth, that the reality is only within the moment, and the moment is just so short, split second is gone, and they are all held on together by condition. They are in a state of flux, ever-changing flux. So when you penetrate that understanding, your mind transforms, you become very different. Okay, we move on. Then after that, you will see dependent origination, the 12th link, Paticca Samuppada. When mindfulness stabilizes, the dependent origination is very clear. So the coming book that we are going to do up and release is a very good one. You all should thank Padmasuri. She go and do the transcript earlier on, sent to me, but I missed it, I think. I didn't get it. And after Amesana, the condition arise. Then she spoke to me and checked with me. Then I asked her to send again. Then when I saw, I was full of joy. That was based on a talk in the Thursday class. The title is, Who Am I? What Am I? Well, this one very powerful. This one, I spoke very detailed. Because that night got conditioned. And after she listened, I think she must have liked it. She go and do the transcript. Oh, very good. The transcript almost word by word came out. Except some need to be edited because the meaning that word, a few words were wrong. So we need to edit a bit. Like spacious awareness, he put spatial, spatial. It's spacious, spacious. Spacious awareness. Spacious awareness. Then there are a few more words. But you cannot blame me. The pronunciation is the same. So that's why sometimes when you put in that word, a different meaning come out. But she has done a very good job because very accurate. The transcript is, I should say, word for word is very accurate. But spoken and written, I need to edit it a bit because when it's spoken, you listen to the recording, it's very clear one, very good. But when it become written, if they don't know how to pronounce, like when I give the talk, I tell you the whole thing, like you cannot understand, because the English like very funny. Because sometimes I always use this word, understand. Can you follow? If you're going to read it like a text, and I say, what is this author trying to do? Asking me for what? But he didn't know it was a spoken discussion dialogue with the Kayana Mita. Then sometimes you see repeated, understand or not? Understand or not? Can follow or not? So in many incidents, this were all there. So I had to take them out. Then we had to learn how to actually make it better. So that book, I hope by before the end of the year, we can get it out. Then it will help you all. All these are clearly explained inside there. And I even teach you how to cultivate and how to connect the two nature, karmic nature and spiritual nature, who you are, what you are, how you come, the true mind, the true nature, everything. Once you understand that, you will know how to cultivate. Then you will have a lot of joy. That's why I can like feel when he heard that tape, she got so much joy, and it was so beautiful. Because this type of teaching, actually the world don't have yet. The condition is such that it has to come to the world. So, like it's meant to be, the book wants to come. So because of that, the condition arise. Actually, this 1 year, coming to the end of this year, a lot of things happened. That's why you got a lot of notes, a lot of transcript, a lot of book. We were lucky because Alan came in. Alan was a very important link. Yeah, she liked to go and do all this thing. Then the clang talk also, because of that, somebody just suggested that we did the transcript for the talk, especially that talk, Samatha Vipassana. A lot of people like that talk. So at first was 3-4 person did the transcript. Then later on, Ellen herself did one. Then later on, that Thursday class one also, somebody did. Then plus this one is very useful. This one will help a lot of people. Then it also include the pre-trip briefing for our Taiwan trip. That one also very good. So a lot of things fall into place. So the pre-trip briefing, Padmasuri didn't transcribe it out, but I find it so interesting, so I did the transcript myself. So that one was quite useful. So with that type of sharing, in future or the spiritual trip, you all will understand its significance better. Then you can benefit from it. Okay, then we go on. So this dependent origination, like I say in that book, when it come out, you will understand. Then you want to understand deeper, you go to my earlier transcript, Paticca Samuppada, the year 2005, I think. Then the other essential dhamma are the three evil root law of karma, 5 spiritual faculty, and 5 mental hindrance, which I have already taught you all. So you actually start with the 5 hindrance. The Buddha let you understand, why are you not peaceful? Why can't you meditate? Why is your mind not heedful and not peaceful? Because of the 5 hindrance, mental hindrance. They hinder your mind from becoming peaceful. And because of that, you need to cultivate the 5 spiritual faculties. Well, these are faculties of mind that can lead you to understand the spiritual teachings of the Buddha. Without the spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, you cannot understand. So this one is very important. Then the first right view is law of karma. And to understand and penetrate law of karma, you need to understand the essential dhamma, especially the three evil root. What constitutes evil? The mental intention that has the evil root condition, karmic negativity. So you must understand what are the three evil roots. The roots of all evil. The three evil roots are greed, hatred, and delusion. You have to go into it so that you understand it clearly. Then only you can be mindful of it, anasana. Otherwise you cannot cultivate precepts. You cannot avoid all evil to good, because you don't even know what is good and what is evil. So that's why you need to arise the 4 right effort to counter them. The first right effort is to abandon the unwholesome thought that has arisen. Then the second right effort is to prevent it from arising in the future. Then the third right effort is to cultivate the wholesome thought that is still not in you. Understand? Then the last one is the right effort to refine upon and perfect that wholesome thought. So these are the initial purification of thought. Still thought-based, but useful. Because nobody is full path, very useful. Then after that, you go into purification of mind. Purification of mind is about mindfulness. No more thought. No more right effort. It's just direct seeing. So that's why all the essential Dhamma are there. Then how do you actually break free? You make aspiration to root out ignorance and defilement. So these are included in our chanting book. The personal puja and aspiration. Because I already explained to you all in there. This Dhamma is very difficult to understand and penetrate. Understand? You will debate very easily. So if you don't know how to make aspiration by invoking the power of merits through nature's law, it's very difficult for you to have the causes and conditions to meet up with the wise and straighten your view and cultivate accordingly. Because this way is very, very difficult. So if you want to go the purely diligent way, you sure debate on, because the Dhamma can be subject to a lot of wrong interpretation. Understand? There is a lot of deviation even in today's what they call condition. You don't believe, you go and study, you go everywhere and go and study. If you don't have the right teacher who understand, I tell you, you will be very confused. Everyone telling you different things. And you just look at Noble Eightfold Path. All the path factors, they are so difficult. Understand not? First thing is right view. You go and check around. Very few people understand what is right view. And even if they understand the theory, they cannot explain to you their significance. They cannot teach you how to cultivate. How to actually make use of that essential Dhamma. So all this is the reason why the Buddha said you must make aspiration during closing puja. You invoke the power of merits. Imina punyang kamina. Mami bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu. Yava nivana padya. It's by the power of this wholesomeness that you have cultivated since the session. Every session. With every session we did a lot of wholesomeness. We start with pre-puja. The meritorious action, you almost do everything already. Then the closing puja provide for condition for you to invoke the power of merits to make expiration, to avoid the foolish, meet out with the wise, so that you won't debate. Then in between, you listen to Dhamma, you straighten your view, you transfer merit, you share merit, you rejoice. Then you provide service, you pay respect. Then you do all the chanting. Then you do all the invocation, then the aspiration. Then all these are very, very wholesome. Then we actually go through the meditation. Then after that we have our sharing, listening to Dhamma, straightening of your views, to give up truth and all those things through the sharing. So all this will bring forth great condition for you to make the aspiration to root out ignorance and defilement. So all of your offering to the Buddhas and great Bodhisattva and great beings, we know how to invoke the power of merits for good condition to liberate our mind too, to strengthen our spiritual faculty until they become power. So this one is all summarized in the last essential Dhamma column. Also in our puja aspiration, we have to determine through the aspiration to strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible, to diligently cultivate sila, samadhi and panya, which is the Noble Eightfold Path, leading to ultimate liberation, the born free nibbana. So the notes down there, the star, the ridgepole is the top main support of the roof truss, and the rafters are the barrel beams, sub main support, spanning from the ridgepole to the base plate of the roof truss, needed to support the battens, which are needed to hold the roof tiles together. Wow, she very good. She got all this note. I just share it on the Thursday talk, and she got this all copied down. Or did I edit it for her? I think I edited it for her. I edited it for her. Otherwise, she cannot write like that. We are this one engineer only know. But these are very technical. The ridgepole is the top main support of the roof truss, and the rafters are the barrel beams, sub main support spanning from the ridgepole to the base plate of the roof truss, needed to support the battens which are needed to hold the roof tiles. So these are very detailed. So you ask contractor to read, he will understand. He know how to build the roof truss and nail the batten and put the concrete tiles on it. You got any question or not? You got any question? Or you want to share your understanding on any of this? Hui Rong, very quiet. You pass the mic to her, she got a lot of things. Ching Chu Ma?
最困扰我的，我觉得是我自己的习性。虽然我都很清楚我自己的习性，可是，可能我还被我的一些delusion给，所以比方说了哈，
yeah.
比方说我明明知道说哦，其实我应该用很平等的心去看待所有的事情
啊，对。
但是我觉得我自己分得太过清楚
哦、oh, OK
我的 label
呀
标得太过
对对对
两极化
啊，
那我以前认为这是个优点
啊呀、oh, yeah.
直到这几年我才认为我才承认那是我的习性。
刷掉刷掉很好啊，能够看到自己的 weak point、and what they call shortcoming defilement， 那是好事，很好的一个。
但是我每次我都很当我在 meditation 的时候、我其实都很我认为我都很诚实面对我自己。
对。
那我每次都会问我自己，为什么还是一样？那所以很多你的想法就会跑出来，然后你的一些挣扎，或者是你的一些用你的 knowledge 去想的一些东西
yeah,
就会跑出来、
对 use your own knowledge to go and think、that is a very important understanding、很好啊，
所以我会后来我就会觉得就不要想
啊，不要想因为还是 thought based 啊。That's why thought based meditation can trap you like anything、very good. 慧荣 this type of sharing is very goodYou know what she is trying to explain? She said last time, she used to be like very serious in her cultivation. It's like she has a very strong point. And she liked to use the 平等心, like equanimous mind, to go and look at things. So she thought this was a very strong point. Then she come to realize that all thisIt's actually still the thought behind us, or the knowledge behind us. Who is making this equanimity and all this thing? It is still from the mind, knowledge, the thought. So then she realized that this is actually a hindrance, which is very true. That's why I say ability to recognize your own limitation and fall is the beginning of cultivation, beginning of wisdom, understand?Well, when you see your own form, is you have straightened your view, you have transformed, you have come to realize that these are still thought-based. So subtle, you know. That's all. Because the essential Dhamma, the Buddha Dhamma, always teach you what? You must have equanimity, understand? 平等心. Don't judge, no duality. But if you apply it literally, means what? You try not to react, understand? You try not to judge.Not to create duality, but these are all thought. Understand? This is not wisdom yet. Understand? You don't know how to accord and flow. Then you become very rigid. Then you say, "No, you're wrong. not like that. You're not supposed to react. You already argue with people, and you somehow think you're right. And I said, you see, you're not supposed to react. No, you must have equanimity. But without wisdom, how can you have equanimity? You try to be in that state of equanimity. You know? It's just like somebody can disturb you. You actually, the anusaya inside, want to react, you get angry. Then you say, no, I'm a Buddhist, no. I'm a cultivator, no. I must not have anger. Anger is an evil. So what you do? You suppress and control the yan. Then you finish. This is how people cultivate, no. You don't allow. A lot of people cultivate like that. Yeah, they have to act as if they are spiritual. You say, never mind, I'm not angry. But the word itself, you already know there is anger inside there. But the one that actually understood, they will not do anything. You can say what you want to say. If there is condition, they will reply you. If there is no condition, they just smile. They say, okay, it's okay. Yeah, you are right. Right according to you, so you are still right. You never lie, understand? But when you cannot understand, you say, okay, brother, how can you say right? He is a very fierce guy. Well, what you want to do with him? Deluded people say deluded thing. Angry people say angry. He is still the way he is. So if you cannot accept him for what he is, means you cannot accord and flow, means you don't have the Dhamma, understand? So equanimity and Ping Den Sing is not born of knowledge, understand? It's born of understanding. Understanding means what? When you understand, you don't argue one. You accord and flow. Unless there is condition to help people understand. Otherwise, you no need to argue. That's why I say, I always tell you all, my duty is very simple. If there is condition to share, I share. After that, no right, no wrong. Remember? It's up to you. You agree also like that. Don't agree also like that. Well, you are what you are, understand? You have your life, your karma. If you don't know how to love yourself, don't know how to value your own life, if you still want to be heedless, nobody can stop you, understand? That's why you will know how to act, understand? Then you no longer with the egoic mind want to be right, understand? Want to argue, want to like, sometimes, make clear. All this is still the ego, understand? When there is condition to say something, you say. Then if that person still cannot understand, then just let things be, understand? Then just allow them to be. Then they say, it's okay. You can have your understanding. I can have my understanding. I respect you for what you are. You respect me for what I am, understand? Then we are at peace, yeah. We no longer talk about right and wrong, understand? Yeah, we say, you have your understanding. I really appreciate that. So, I hope you also respect our side. We also have our own understanding. So we don't argue. No right, no wrong. You are right according to you. I am right according to me. So no more argument. No more trying to be right. That is the ego. Then it brings about what? Conflict, argument, unhappiness. And all these are against the teaching, Noble Eightfold Path. Understand? So what Hoi Rong has brought out is very good. We say sadhu to her. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why sometimes you must ask. You keep quiet, nothing come out. No condition. Understand?
每一次 meditation 的时候，其实我最后就是在忏悔我自己，就好像刚刚秦浩讲，我觉得
repentant
我觉得除了忏悔，我也没有别的事，我也不能做什么，因为如果按照你自己的想法，其实是没有答案的，对，那我每次到。 我觉得没有答案的时候，我其实心里很难过的时候，我就会那种忏悔心里就会自然而然就会浮现
出来。
对对对。 所以
但它会让你好像平等下来，你忏悔了。But once you repent, the moment you ask for repentance means what? You already know that this is not something that you should do. It's something negative, evil, wrong. That's why you're willing to repent and ask for forgiveness, and you are very sincere. So that's why the beginning of asking for forgiveness and repentance is the beginning of right understanding. Asana means the beginning of cultivation, where you can see your own fault, your own limitation, and your own what they call obstruction, karmic obstruction. Then you are willing to ask for forgiveness and repent. That is the beginning of cultivation. And from there, you start. Then you just follow the essential Dhamma. As I spend more time to study the teaching, the first phase, Pariyatti, is very important. Spend more time. Reflect, contemplate, listen to the recording. Then make some notes. Then try to understand. Develop the clear understanding. And then you put it into cultivation. Once you have the essential Dhamma understood, like what Alan they all do, even this one you can go back and slowly, slowly understand it according to your own words, understand, your own level of cultivation. Then you have a lot of joy. And in fact, she already came out with another one. I just received it today. She's very good. The Sabha Asabhaksutta and the, what they call the dependent origination, the supramundane and the mundane one. Then he also got the chart all drawn up. She got that flair. That's why the condition is she must come. She came beginning of the year. Actually, end of last year, she attended one of my talks in SJBA. Then that time she just retired. Very funny, it's like meant to be. Then after the talk, she approached me, Is it relative? Is it? I'm new, is it? First time I heard your talk. I like your talk, is it? Because your talk is so comprehensive and so clear. So he want me to recommend some Dhamma book to her. Is there any Dhamma book that you can recommend so that I can read and develop the same understanding? Then I look at her, I said, where do you stay? He said, Oakland Road. Oh, la, la, la. I said, very difficult if I just recommend book. If you can, you attend the meditation class on Thursday, I said. Because I knew, for a person who has that condition, after listening to one time my talk, can understand, they have their past cultivation, otherwise they cannot understand, and they can appreciate. Then I said, you give me your email, I said. Then I will write to Sui An. Sui An will contact you and let you know when the class start again. Because we break for Chinese New Year, remember that time. Then we had something going on, I think. We cancel all our class. So I told her, you have to wait till after Chinese New Year, then only the class start. Oh, she very patient. She waited. Then you know what happened or not? I wrote to Sui An. Sui An was in Melbourne with the daughter, with Mi Fong. Sui An wrote back to her and copied to me and gave her the address and tell her what date we will start. Then he sent her some of our Thursday class recording. I didn't know. Actually, she was listening to it so attentively until she was so engrossed with the talk. She was so impatient for the Thursday class to start. And you know what happened? That day, he didn't know how to go. He went there so early. He reached Sui An's house 6 o'clock. Class 8:30 started. He reached there 6 o'clock. He was waiting outside until Sui An came back. Then he go and knock, press the bell and went in and introduced herself. And Sui An was so happy. Then Sui An texted me. He said, your Alan is here already. I saw at 6 o'clock. So earlier, and that was how it all started. Then after that day, she never failed to attend the class, and she also joined us on the spiritual trip. This trip to Ame San was very good for her. Did she join us to Anandagiri? No, amazing. But because of her, there were many conditions. Then she joined the Cameron Highland Retreat. Then she became very full of faith. And because of her condition, she was able to help in many ways. She is very good in certain aspect of things, like creating chart and all those things. yes. Oh, no wonder. Oh, no wonder. She's a secretary, very organizer. No wonder. She worked for Vijaya Group and WCT also. So, very good Dhamma friend. And the condition is such that she actually was able to fit in and create the condition for a lot of transcript and notes and chart that are very, very useful to come out. Even that one, the three phases of Dhamma, all created, started by her. Some is Mansuri and Engbi. Then the transcript all thing. She got that flair. No? After she listened, she will go back and do it out. Yes, she has this sincere mind to help people. Help people. Ayo, I forgot. There's some Hui Rong one. There was something very important I supposed to share. What was it that she was trying to share towards the end? Did that question? Oh, repentance. No, no. After she like know that it's knowledge thought based, he just decide to repent, which is very good. Then after that, it's supposed to tie in with something. Okay, that one is okay. I cannot remember. There was something just now when she was describing that time, that understanding came, I supposed to share. Chan Hui is already in already. Never mind. If it come back, I let you know. because it's involving her cultivation. Okay, I see how it goes. You see, when you reach that stage, what is important is you do your repentance, then you determine to ask for forgiveness, then not to repeat all this. Then, now I recall. Then you sincerely cultivate the essential Dhamma. Now I recall. You go back to phase one, Pariyatti, learning of the doctrine. Remember this part? See, phase one is Pariyatti, learning of the doctrine. Involve the learning of the doctrine or teaching via the first and second turning wisdom. First turning wisdom is Suttamaya Panya, can be developed via hearing of the Dhamma, means you listen to recording and all things, by someone who understands the teaching. And listening to appropriate Dhamma recording, CD, MP3 or video, etc. Then reading Dhamma book notes and online material as shared by someone who understands the teaching. And then after that, you must reflect, contemplate, to develop the second turning wisdom, Chintamaya Panya. And this can be developed via contemplation, reflection, and inquiry into the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha, to develop further understanding via stabilizing what you have heard and read, then assimilating them into your nature or heart, to set the base for developing further understanding later on, via either the first, second, or third turning. Once you develop the clear understanding of what this teaching is, means phase one, then you put it into practice or cultivate this Dhamma in daily life. You will progress very fast. That's why do not hurry your phase one. Develop until it's very, very clear. Then when you are very clear, when you put it into cultivation, you will progress very fast. And you will see the result very fast. So this is the part. That's why this year a lot of Dhamma friend progress was because the faith and the clarity. So phase one is already very clear, has been taught and repeated so many times with all the notes. So you don't go and keep your notes in the shelf. Off and on. Every now and then, take it out, read. take it out, reflect, contemplate. I tell you, you will progress very far. And it's what I call full-time job. Full-time job doesn't mean you have to retire or don't work. No, no, you can work. But wherever you got free time, Dhamma is always with you. And that's all. Dhamma is never a part of you. Daily mindfulness. Yeah? First turning, second turning, third turning. You always, every day is with the Dhamma. Then you will progress very fast. Then the new way of living life is from heedless to heedful. So every day you reflect, contemplate, and develop mindfulness and cultivate. Your mind becomes heedful. Understand that? Once your mind becomes heedful, you will never go back to the heedless mind. Because you can see the big difference. Big difference. Just like what Alicia went through. Huh? Last time, heedless until so much fear, worry, anxiety, depressed, until so much problem. Suffer, my man. Now I want to arise one negative thought, also very difficult. Yet the mind has become so different. That's why when you are on the right path and you really cultivate, you progress very fast. And she seldom go for retreat one. She is not the serious type that every time go retreat and like Song meditate non-stop. Song has gone to Burma. Yeah. How long? 2 months? Until January. Very little. That's why people call him Wo Xiong Zai. Quite a real monk. 10:30 already. So fast. Oh, really? Oh, not yet. Another 5 minutes. 5-6 minutes. Okay. Any more questions? Any more questions? Cultivation is actually very simple. The moment you understand, you actually only need to silence your mind. The moment you are without thought, you are really heedful. Don't try to be mindful or heedful. The moment you are without thought, the problem is how to be without thought. Your spiritual faculty must be stable. Otherwise, your thought is always there. Especially mindfulness. Then mindfulness, you just bow. Do your bowing. Develop your faith. Then be mindful of your daily activity. All action, all movement in the present moment. Just be mindful. Body and mind as one, body and mind as one. So that there is no thinking in between. You make it into a new way of living. Then you will be very surprised. But the moment mindfulness comes, you will understand. The form of mind will understand. That's why you just go and bow. You just go and develop mindfulness. Don't try to know anything. Like Hui Rong one is because the thought want to know. The thought. So because of that thing is always behind that conditioning. Even a lot of meditators got trapped because this thought always wants to like apply the Dhamma. Apply the Dhamma. Am I doing it correctly? Is it the way? Actually still a lot of chattering inside. But you still don't know. Is this equanimity? I must have this type of mind. My mind state must be like that. All these are still the thought inside there trying to tell you what is right meditation, what is the right, what they call correct method and technique. And all that. But when you understand all this is still thought behind, you become very clear. Then you just do. That's why I always give you the hint. Don't try to know. When you meditate, don't try to know. Just do. The moment you hit it, when sati is there, the form of mind will understand. You see it very clearly. You will awaken to it. Then the insight also, the wisdom. When the mind, the direct seeing, understand, it awaken, it's like you wake up. There is clarity. Oh, all along you cannot understand. Suddenly you understand. That one without thought. That's why don't try to know. Just do. Develop mindfulness, heedfulness, be aware, silent. Then you start to see a lot of things. You'll start to see a lot of things. So the real cultivation is very simple. Develop the spiritual faculty. The hindrance will be gone. Then sati, stabilize it. Stabilize it until it becomes samadhi. With sati and samadhi, you will see things as they are very clearly. You will see your mental inner. Then you contemplate and reflect on the essential Dhamma. the three evil roots, the mental intention behind all this, how the evil roots condition you into negativity and make you so evil. You start to see. Then how the dependent origination create all this true wrong view. Avijja, ignorant. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara. Then you start to know how sankhara, thinking, come to be. Activity of mind come to be. No ignorant, no delusion, no thinking one. That's why the noble one or the enlightened one or the people who are on the right path cultivating, they hardly think one. Throughout the day, I hardly think one there. Even now, there is no thought one when I share with you. But it's very difficult for you to be in my nature state because my mandate might collapse 25 years ago. And over these 25 years, there is nothing inside it at all. Nothing at all. And the nature is very clear. One. Everything is hollow. One. Nothing. No reality. But these are all conditions arising for my mind, for my nature to use. And very clear. One. I don't need to like use the thought of condition and psycho myself and say, this is not me. For my mind only for me. No such thing. Because it comes to realize this through its own understanding and cultivation. And this understanding until today, no book write one, I tell you. You cannot find any book. Because a lot of people dare not say things that are not in the book. But for me, it's so clear. The whole thing came like that. The understanding is so clear. And it is like, it's like that one. The form of mind is like that one. But actually, it's very difficult to have a condition like the state my nature is in, I tell you. Because normally, for you to reach this gateway, my last teacher used to tell me, the youngest you can hit for normal people, most people, you hit this gateway, 80 years old already. How much time you have? You live until 120, you got 40 years. But you think easy 120 years. Even 100 is very difficult. So most of them is about time to bye-bye already. But I was so lucky. I hit at the age of 35. That's why the last 25 years, I had this nature that developed that type of understanding and inherit all this. That's why I say, when you come to know what this nature is, especially this life or this form of mind is very different, I tell you, it's very, very different. Actually, at my age, with this type of form of mind and understanding is very rare, very, very rare. Very difficult to find. That's why I can penetrate all this understanding so clearly and so deeply, and I can explain to you so easily. It is very difficult to find one. And all this that I understand, I realize I never learn on this life. Nobody teach me. It come from my past. So, given the condition, you develop the faith, then you really, really make full use of this condition. You will move. You will move. You will definitely move. And you all can, actually, you all are capable of big things, I tell you. Even some of them came and talked to me after Ermisana. They come to know. Very likely, they had also cultivated before. Otherwise, they cannot be like, they start to understand. And they are not ordinary being anymore. That's why a lot of you may not know your nature. But later when you connect, then you realize, oh, you actually they call Mkhan Tan, in Cantonese, Pujian Tan. You know, we went to Amesana. You know how many of you, the Kayanamita, got affinity? You know? And how can you have affinity? I ask you. It's not because you bow to her nature and all those things, then you create it. This affinity are in many, many of this life in the past. You not only encounter, you were cultivating with her, that form of mind, that segmented form of mind at that time. It's just like you all now with me as Kayanamita. Huh? You know how you all come and all say, and you don't know who this form and mind is. Then one day, let's say this one become like what they are. Huh? Then you take birth as human being. Then you visit there. Then maybe that time not Erme San, I don't know what San. Then maybe the name not Brother Teo, but another one come out. Then you go there, tears come out like song like that. Say, how come like that? But you don't know, you have been Kayanamita so many lives. So then we have been cultivating together like that. That's why you never know. And you think, ayo, why I so chun? Just like song used to tell. We are not connected. The moment we connect, so fast. Yun Chan took him there. He moved so much faster than Yun Chan. But Yun Chan also benefited because she helped a lot in this life. And this parami she is going to inherit. And if she knows how to invoke the power of merit, she will move very fast too. And she has her past. The time will come, Yun Chan, you don't worry. You have a lot of sincerity and goodness, and you have a lot of parami. Actually, she was the one that this life got me out to share 10 years ago. That's why you all should thank her. Sadhu, huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Hey, really? She is the one. Nobody else. My wife also know. She came to my house on 3 occasions, stay until midnight, don't know how to go back. Until the husband called. Okay, we better transfer merit and share merits. Then we end. Okay. Sharing our merits with the devas. Compose your mind. Develop the faith. Recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed together. Then we will share and transfer this wholesomeness. Sharing some merits with the devas. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan Sabbe deva anumodantu sabasampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one. Idang menya tina hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all too be well and happy always. Okay, we will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo wasatu kalena. Sasa sampati hetu ca, fito bhavatu loko ca, raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be prosperous and peaceful always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers be righteous. Then now we will invoke the aspiration. Itmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patia. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one until nirvana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Pusyan, and Milo Po, and all the worthy ones. Okay.